This is a HeadGum Podcast.
Man, that sunset is gorgeous.
Grill, patio, sunset. Hard to get better than that. Unless you're browsing Carvana's inventory while you soak it all in.
Oh, burger time.
So sit back, get comfortable. Carvana's got thousands of cars under $20,000 just waiting for you.
I could stay here forever.
Carvana, where car buying meets comfort meets convenience. Download the app or visit Carvana.com today.
That's a weak ass clap.
Some whack claps.
That was a whack clap.
I was just trying to see if we do like a sound check or something.
Yeah, that was a whack clap.
Yeah, it doesn't matter like how clap was got the point across.
Not really, yeah.
Yeah, I don't know.
But then the audio thing's gonna be dull when it's a whack
clap.
Yeah,
you know,
it's a good clap.
Yeah, it's like you see the spike.
Yeah, spikes, yeah. It peaks.
There it is.
Yeah, it peaks.
I'm gonna get it right then.
That's it. You know, we are live. That's it.
Those bombs just hit differently.
Yo. So special.
Where's Flex at?
Birdman.
Ooh. That Birdman hit different too.
Birdman.
Ooh, yeah.
Oh, man.
Yeah.
Ooh. Welcome back.
Yeah.
We are here.
Jesus, Nick.
Yeah.
That's it.
You know what I'm saying?
Very special episode. Very special guest.
Yeah.
Yeah. Ooh. You know what it is, man.
Now they don't know what it is. Let them know.
I'm about to let y'all know what it is.
Because
we have to. Because it's a part of the podcast. It's part of the intro. You got to let them know exactly what it is. This is Random Order by 4YE Media. Welcome back to a brand spanking new episode presented by Much Studios. Recording from the Artscape Daniels launch pad here in Toronto. Yo, it's your boy Jay, man. The most handsome man on earth. It's a proven fact. Research does show that.
Couple emails.
I got a couple of emails for confirmation.
You know what I'm saying? Wow.
What y'all on, man?
You know me, man. Baby boy. Baby Trey.
That's it, man. That's it.
Yeah.
You already know what it is, man. Yeah. The chocolate one.
Yes, we got two chocolates on the show.
That's it.
You know what I'm saying? Just leveling the playing field. That's all that is.
Making it even.
Y'all in trouble now.
Yeah, man.
Got my man Jazz in the building.
Ooh.
I like that.
What's wrong with this guy?
All that.
I forgot I was there.
That's an intro right there, man. That's an intro.
Yeah, shit, man.
Man.
I need that shit for my shows.
Yo, shit, can we DJ your shows?
For sure.
Yo, I bring the soundboard.
I'm down.
Get crazy.
Honestly, man, I'm kind of getting into it. I see you at your shows and shit, especially the festivals, and you just be like throwing yourself
you're
into
a different
the crowds.
Guy. You're a different guy.
Yeah.
I know Calm Jazz.
Yeah, I'm really a different man on stage, and I'm really paying for it right now because my body, it hurts, bro.
For real.
I gotta see like a chiropractor now. Like it's different.
Yo, I gotta see a chiropractor too, but I'd be chilling.
Nah.
So I don't know what's going on with me, but I'd be sitting down.
I've had this pain for like a year and a half.
Mm.
That's just like, it's like, you know when you like crack a muscle, but like it's not fully cracked?
Mm-hmm.
Crack a muscle.
It's just tight. It's like tight
here.
And then it's like all around here. And like my rotator cuff's been like messed up from like playing tennis and shit, but like This region right here is just
well, you're not about to just casually drop that you're playing tennis.
Did you say?
I thought
it was like a little bit of a subtle flex. Yeah. Like, so when I'm just playing tennis,
I'm part of his tennis club.
Yeah,
with
the tennis club. I didn't even know we had rotator cuffs.
What's that?
What is the only reason I knew? Because he went like this.
Rotator cuffs.
That rotates the arm from the shoulder.
Oh shit! Is that how it works? I was just talking to my man Shells yesterday. I saw him get out the car and he was like cracking his back and shit. I'm like, yo, we're at that age now where shit hurts for no reason.
Shit is crazy.
I remember old people complaining about their back. I'm like, I was a kid. Yo, brother, fuck out of here. What?
Brother, hangovers hit differently when you get past 25, bro.
You're hungover and your back hurts at the same time. It's not even fair.
I'm feeling him right now because he's wiping his eyes, just talking about it, closing his fucking eyes like, yo,
bro. But like when you text me today, I was like still in bed. I was like, man, I was contemplating like, should I even shower? Should I just go? Like, should I pull one of those? But I had to fully get ready. I was just like paralyzed for like a good 30 minutes.
Did you shower? Yeah.
Of course I did.
Okay. Yo, sometimes I don't. Man. Yo, many times I was like, ah.
I was contemplating it, but then I was like, you know what I'm saying? Like the lights and shit here, you know what I'm saying? I'll just perspire.
Oh, yeah. It'll just amplify. Yeah,
I'll smell a week of alcohol from last night. I was like, I can't do it to the guys.
Yeah.
Like,
yeah. We appreciate that.
And like, I don't know if you guys would say something or not. So I was like, you know.
Yo, I mean, I'm chilling. I'll be chilling. I'll be keeping it real.
Yo, I guess
sometimes,
I would hope so. You know what I'm saying? I would hope so.
Like, when you're, okay, like just being real, when you're in the crib for like, I don't know, like 3 days.
Oh my God.
You didn't go anywhere.
I didn't leave my house.
I didn't leave.
And the AC's on, so I'm not
breaking no sweats. You know what I'm saying? Like,
Why am I cleaning off my body?
Why would I shower?
Please, my house is clean.
Yes.
My couch is clean.
Don't judge us, but like, why would I shower? You know, like,
why?
Honestly, like, I shower like sometimes because I'm bored.
You see, like,
no, I go to sleep.
Niggas like you just wasting water. We're out here being resourceful.
Yeah.
Yeah, I'm thinking about the environment.
If you want to look at it like that, but then what about the person that's looking at it like, oh, he's a very clean person?
Yeah, you're over clean, though.
I hear that, but you know if you're in a crib for like, what, 2-3 days?
Yeah, I will shower because I'm eventually bored.
Who showers because they're bored?
Is it fun? Yeah. You have fun showering?
Me. Like, literally, like, bro, because I don't know, like, bro, I'd be chilling there like, man, I'm bored, like, fuck, I want to do something. Like, that shower just rejuvenates me, bro.
You're going to be bored and clean when you're done, that's it.
But I'm bored,
bro. I might get some ideas in the shower and what you do.
I feel it, because the shower does rejuvenate you, though.
Exactly, yeah, man.
I feel that.
Makes you want
to
go to bed.
You ever had like the flu and shit? You be laid up, you take a shower, you feel better after that shower, bro.
I puke in the shower.
Nah, I don't do that shit.
I feel you on that.
Yeah, you feel me?
I don't puke in the shower.
Yeah. It's happened. Yo, I guess like that.
You should have let that one slip in.
Wait, what?
Nah, for sure.
Yo, there was this one time I went to Jamaica and I had, I drank some of their water.
Oh yeah!
Whoa!
I was definitely puking in the shower. Yeah, I was doing everything.
Nigga.
I was done.
That happened to me in Mexico. They're like, "Yo, whatever you do, just don't
drink the water.
Don't brush your teeth with like the tap."
And you're like, "Yeah,
don't brush my teeth."
Yeah.
Mm-hmm. It's the water that's the
problem. You got to buy like a bottle or something.
Yeah, you gotta buy a bottle of water and do everything. Like even if you shower, you can't like let any.
You got to shower like this.
Yeah.
I can't just hold my. Yeah, you know what I'm saying? Just and
sometimes I like your. Nah.
You gotta shower in a wetsuit.
Nah.
Damn, that's crazy. Bro. Fuck.
Shit, shout out to showering, man.
Shout out to that, man.
Yeah. You are the showering, shout out to that. You're
hitting the real hard-hitting topics.
Yeah. That you really want to talk about. But it's crazy because last night, this is the first time I saw Jazz in a little bit. When was the last time? Sorry.
It's been a minute.
Yeah. And we're both getting screamed at by security, and we had to check ourselves. I'm like,
yelled at.
Humbling experience. Bro.
Humbling.
Just brings you right back down to earth. Like, wow.
I was like, wow.
I'm getting screamed at.
But the thing with security guards is like, you can say something and not have to act
not
like
scream.
That.
You know, you feel me? Like, yeah.
Thank you.
But like, I get you want to put on a show now. Something may have happened earlier. So like, so now you're gonna take all that out on me.
Yeah.
I get it, but you don't gotta do all that.
Yeah.
You're not doing that. You don't put no hands in my face.
Yeah. That's applause for that, man. Y'all gotta chill. That's serious.
It's
yo, when they yell at you, it makes me feel like I don't want to go in that bad for you.
Facts. But then you gotta, you know what I'm saying, put yourself in the mind of a security guard. Like, they're out there, everybody's having fun. They're not having that much fun.
Yeah.
You know what I'm saying?
You're mad.
They're mad. Yeah. People come in and out drunk. You know what I'm saying? They're having a great ass time in there and they're just outside.
Yeah.
I feel for them still.
Yeah.
You know?
But you knew what you signed up for.
Yeah, you saw the job description.
Yeah, you
read security outside.
Chill outside, no fun.
Don't get to go in.
Yeah, I'm down. you put your name on the thing.
Facts.
You signed up for it.
And it wasn't even like that kind of party for you to be like bigging up your chest like that. Like, it's like a pretty relaxed party. You know what I'm saying?
Like, I was like, you know what I mean? I was chilling. And my friends, my family said, yo, why don't you come out? Enjoy yourself. I'm like, you know what? All right, cool. I'll come out.
I said no.
He said no.
Yeah,
I went to bed.
I should have just done that.
Yo, it was a power.
No, like,
yo, it gets me so excited when, like, I agree. Like, we've talked about this, like, for a week now, and I'm like, yo, yeah, I'll go. Yeah, we'll go out. And then I just realized yesterday, I'm like, yo,
I don't want to.
I'm not going.
I like that.
Yo, I'm staying home instead.
Yeah.
And I stuck with it, and that's it. And I closed the door. I'm like, wow.
And you woke up with a good peace of mind. You feel me? You
know, I'm chilling. I'm having a great day.
Yeah.
Bro, my son called me up the stairs. I'm like, all right, I guess I'm going in. You know what I mean? I said hi to my friends. I go up the stairs And I'm standing there and people are like, oh, yo, Tyco, man. Yo, what's up? I'm like, yo, what's up? And he said, I don't care who you are.
Humbling.
I don't give a fuck who you is.
None of that shit works for security guards. But you think security guards don't have social media at all. Like, them niggas just are out robots. The loop.
What do you do during the week?
Like, what do you do, bro? It's crazy. Yo,
and the thing is, it's bad because I didn't say anything. I didn't go up there like, yo, I'm this. I was just waiting.
They said it. That guy said it.
I didn't say shit.
Yeah.
I don't give a fuck what you done. A catalog of work.
None of that.
And then this nigga made everything just terrible. Said, get off my stairs. I'm like, now
what's
worse?
And what's worse too is because like it's like getting in, it's like these stairs are kind of like high too, right? So like when you get to like the top of the stairs, you're banking on going in.
Yeah,
you feel
for
me?
Sure. Yeah.
And when the nigga's yelling at you and you gotta make that walk down, oh my god, that walk down is it's crazy, bro. Yeah.
Like, how bad did it hurt walking back down?
Yo, it fucking hurt. Man. I kept my head down. I just looked for my friends. I'm like, oh, hey, try to say hi.
I walked down twice.
Oh, twice.
I walked
so
down
you went
twice.
Up twice.
I went up twice.
No.
First, I went up and like, you know what I'm saying? I told Bambi, I'm like, look, I'm coming. I'm coming kind of deep.
Mm-hmm.
You know this. You know what I mean? Like,
honestly, 12 people.
Yeah. How many is deep?
Listen,
it sounds a lot of people.
Yeah, it sounds.
If you gotta say listen,
if I don't hear a number first,
if you gotta let them know you're coming.
Listen,
deep
I plan for like I plan for like me plus 6, 7.
Okay,
but you know things happen.
Yep,
you feel me? And like people get added to
your 7 adds to
my
21.
My 7 became a 12. You know what I'm saying?
All right, I'd yell at you too.
I know it's coming.
I'd yell at you too.
Yeah, yeah, yeah. And like that's understandable. That's like kind of outrageous, but you know what I'm saying? I give you a warning. You know what I'm saying? I give you a warning.
You gotta say how deep though. You gotta give her a range. Like, yo.
But like, you should just know. You know what I'm saying?
Yeah.
Like, you should just know. Yeah, it's kind of crazy. All right, look, get me in with the 6. The rest we'll handle.
Yeah, we'll handle it.
I like the door. It's cool, but just get us in so we don't gotta do all that. You know what I'm saying?
Yeah.
So I get in. She's like, "How many are you with?" I said 12. She was like, "No, Jazz. No, 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 no." Pull me down the stairs. Not by security, by the head honcho herself.
Oh, wow.
Oh, man.
Yeah. I was like,
damn. You mean pack it up after that? My Uber would have been waiting at the bottom of the stairs.
Oh, yeah.
I mean, like, I knew she was, you know what I'm saying? It's like a party. Mm-hmm.
A lot's going on.
A lot's going on.
I'm sure she's stressed out.
She's stressed out. I understand that. I'm like, I'm going to allow that.
Yeah.
It's cool. And then Bobby came in after and said that we can go in again. I'm like, all right. I'll try it again.
Yeah. All 12 of us.
Oh, nah. Nah. Security was like, nah, get the fuck down. I was like, you know what? It's probably ain't meant for me today.
Yeah.
I feel you.
It's not. It's
you know
not.
What I'm saying?
Yeah.
Not. Once I got turned down once, I'm like, oh, well. Because I didn't even want to come here in the first place.
I just wanted to go in because they had jerk chicken.
Yes.
And I didn't know that. I didn't know
that.
Then
there.
I'll try it 3 times. That's a different story now.
Good music.
And I told her, send me 2 pieces of chicken.
Damn.
2.
I don't even eat chicken no more.
Are you a leg or a thigh type of guy?
Good question. I never really thought about that.
That's a good question right there, right? I'm a thigh guy.
I'm a leg guy still.
I'm a leg guy.
Yeah. I'm a leg guy.
For ease, like you got the handle.
For ease.
Nah, but it's over too.
You can hold something else in your other hand.
Yeah.
Take a phone call. Boop.
It is over quick.
It's over quick.
But still, I'm satisfied
it's
with
enough.
It.
Enough, yeah.
But
yeah.
With like the thigh, you'll like get a good part, and then you got to rummage for like the other good part.
I kind of get one good bite.
I feel like a lion sometimes. Like, yo,
the thigh is a sit down thing, you know? That's how I feel about it. Yeah, the thigh.
If I have a napkin,
but then like for some reason, chicken tastes better when you're walking, you know?
Yeah.
Like when you're on the road, you're just like, yo, I got to get this done.
Yo.
You kind of like.
I have never considered that.
I never thought about that.
With a Rona?
For sure.
Oof.
Oof.
Talking
dirty.
Yeah, we are getting old because I like beer now. And I'm like, yo.
Same, bro. I used to hate that shit.
I enjoy beer now.
Man.
I was talking about it the other day with him. I'm like, yo, is this something to do with our taste buds? Because when I was a kid, I'm like, for sure this tastes like shit. I'd like bring my dad beer. I'd take a little sip.
It tastes like soap, nigga.
Yeah.
What are you drinking? And this guy's asking for like 5 or 6 of them in one day. I'm like, ugh. I thought there was no way. But then like one day I'd have a beer. I'm like,
it feels blessed, bro.
This is pretty good.
You know what I'm saying?
Like, this is some good shit.
On your ones, like a nice little beer goes a long way.
Yeah.
Sure.
I'm not a beer guy myself either, but like, you know.
Once in a while,
Once in a while, you appreciate beers. Yeah. Beers with some wings.
Ooh,
why not?
Oh, you're living.
What are you doing after this?
Beers and wings?
I'm down. For sure.
You said you don't eat chicken anymore.
And you said you're hungover.
Are you okay?
The worst part.
Listen, I've been full pescatarian for a month and a half now.
Shout out to that.
Shout out to that.
You said how long?
What's wrong with this guy? But,
100.
That's it.
But look.
Shout out to that.
Look. Birdman.
That's bad.
Put a beat on.
Yeah,
all right, go ahead. I'm done. We're done.
All right, but like they don't got good chicken where I live. Like good jerk chicken, at least. You feel me?
So oh shit!
Yeah.
I just deaded the whole concept of just eating chicken.
Just for last night. For last night, but last night
I'm like, yo, like I'm back home, right? So like jerk chicken, I know it's gonna be blessed.
Mm-hmm. For sure.
There's no good jerk chicken in L.A. Yeah. At all. It's like a duff for that.
For real, eh?
Yeah.
Yo, hold on. I ask people in LA, yo, where do you get good Jamaican food? It's always like,
Man, if they tell you we jamming, burnt. Don't go there, bro. One time I had chicken there,
that's exactly what they told me after they said
almost kill me so dry.
It almost killed you. Wait, I have never heard that sentence in my life.
The chicken was so dry you had to like rip it off of your teeth, like
bro,
literally
the chicken like, jerky?
Yeah, chicken.
I thought he was gonna say, like, yo, I got food poisoning.
It was so dry.
The chicken was dry, bro. Stuck in your dough, you gotta wash it down with like water.
That's not the way.
Nah, brother.
No, I feel like I've had good jerk chicken in LA.
So what's like the food in LA though? What's like you're gonna go to LA for that food? You know what I'm saying?
Acai bowls and shit.
Tacos for sure.
Oh yeah, okay.
Tacos. I don't know. I just got put onto some really fire like Peruvian spot. Yeah, so next time y'all there, let me know.
They got the papusas?
I don't even know what that is.
Oh man, you gotta get on. You don't know familiar.
Wait, what's a papusa?
Papusa?
Oh guys,
the rapper.
Like the rapper.
No, not papusa.
Not papusa.
Shout out papusa.
Yeah, you know what I'm saying?
Shout out to that.
A papusa is like it's kind of like okay, just think about a taco, but it's like a thicker taco.
And they stuff things in it.
There's shit inside, yeah. But like sometimes it'll be like beans and cheese in there, or like chicken and cheese in there, or whatever.
Yeah, this looks great.
But it's mad good, and you put like a sauce on top, and you like cut it open, so it's kind of like it's a little thick, but it's fire.
Yeah, I would fuck with this.
Yeah, this go to dish that I get there. It's like either you can get like a steak version, chicken or shrimp. It's like shrimp, fries, rice, and something just mixed all together, and it's kind of crazy. I forgot the name of it.
Wow.
Oh, but, you're living.
Yeah, I just go by the picture. I only go by like the
actual. Yeah. I hate when I get to a restaurant and it's like it's all words.
It's crazy. I like seeing
the
visual.
Show me the pics. I like because I'm gonna ask you, yo, how big is this? Yeah. Is this gonna fill me up or is this worth it?
Yeah.
You see, this is when I'm like, yo, fuck, I don't know if I'm grown up or if I'm still a kid. I like pictures. I don't like reading shit.
Yo, they need to add,
I go to a spot, nigga, show me what your chicken looks like.
Yeah, yeah.
Because you, everybody has chicken.
Yeah.
Mm-hmm. I don't know what your chicken looks like, though. You feel me?
You know what they should just stop altogether? They should just stop menus. Like, just dead the whole menu thing. Because first of all, it's just a very, very, very archaic concept.
Mm-hmm.
Y'all should have like an app or like something like a website where it's like a virtual menu that we can just pull up. We already have our phones on us. You feel me?
Yeah.
So boom, just like, all right, look right there.
That's
a
good idea.
Look at everything. See all the pictures and then boom.
Yeah, that's a fact.
All right.
Yeah.
I just thought about that just now.
Yeah. Right now?
I didn't think about that prior to coming here. So
think about that shit in the car.
Yeah. What if they got rid of the menu?
Yeah. It's 2019. Things. Like, bro, they got
a couple spots with like iPads and shit. Yeah. Like, remember when we went to that, that deep dish spot in was it Florida in Orlando or something? Remember we went to that deep dish spot?
Mm-hmm.
You remember this?
Yeah.
Yeah. And they had the little like iPad shit and it had like games on it too, but then it had like that's where you order from and shit.
You talking about the airport?
No, man.
I don't remember this.
Yo, it was a deep dish spot. Remember we were doing like karaoke in the car before we went there. It was me, Cynthia.
That was a good time.
Yeah.
They're doing a sushi spot a lot too.
They're in the airport. Future.
Yeah.
Nah, but there's we had a concept. I think it was Jermaine's concept. Yeah, I don't know what that is. I'm just gonna scroll past it. Twitter's dangerous. You can be scrolling to see some shit on there.
Yeah, sure.
Twitter is crazy.
We keep scrolling.
There's no telling what you'll scroll past.
Twitter is the best app.
It could be a cute baby video or porn. or the same scroll, or a guy breakdancing in his living room.
We had a concept of basically your laundry machine texting you when your clothes are done. How do you
like
feel
that.
About that?
I like that a lot.
You see? Yep.
Because you be asleep. Mm-hmm. When like, you know what I'm saying, like, all right, look, it's in there for like what, an hour and a half, two hours. I'll just do things.
Yeah.
I'll just do random things.
Do other things.
I'll leave.
Yeah. You know what? They do have that actually. I was looking up when we talked about it, I looked it up, but like the reviews were like really bad though. Mm.
They didn't do it right. That's the name review mean, nigga.
They gotta interview people
who actually like leave their laundry in there for a
My
very
shit
long
stinks.
Time.
Always stinks.
Nah, but like they were just saying like in terms of the app,
man,
the app
if you
is fucked.
If you
just
leave it in the washer for a little bit too long, you gotta rewash it.
Yeah, for sure.
I don't like doing that.
You ever open it and just like you gotta smell something. You don't want to, but it's like fuck, I gotta
rewash it. You have to rewash it. And then next time I put like two more of like the little pod things in.
There it is.
Yeah, yeah.
This guy knows the trick. Holy.
Wow, this is amazing.
Bro, sometimes I'd be doing nothing though. I just don't want to get up right now. Yeah. Like when you hear the sounds, like it's not exactly time to get
my
up.
My dryer at my crib is weird because like it has like this like fluid thing. Mm-hmm. And if it fills up, the like dryer would dry and it'll stop after like 5 minutes. And I didn't know that. So I'm putting my stuff in and like it just stops.
Yeah.
And it kept doing it. So I'm like, what's going on for like 3 days? I'm trying to wash one loaf for 3 days.
Yeah. 5 minutes at a time.
Like, I need this shirt, bro. Fuck.
Crazy. And then I realized it's like this fluid that just like builds up. You have to empty it.
Empty every time. Yeah.
It's bizarre. My washer and dryer just started working in my unit. So I'm just like,
shout out to that, man. Congratulations. Yeah. Brother Jazz on his newly working
growing
laundry
up,
machine.
You know what I'm saying? I was about to say.
I used to do like laundry service, but then like they like messed up my clothes once. So like all my whites came back pink. So I was
all that.
What?
Violet. That's the concept though. Sometimes I'm like, hell. Hold on. Shit. Kind of feeling this hue.
Nah, bro. Violated my whole stuff. It was crazy. I was like, nah, I gotta start doing it myself.
Yo, I grew up with the pink shit, bro. I grew up. That used to happen to me so much, bro. I used to just say, fuck it.
You just gotta eat that sometimes.
You guys know what it is. I'm a Ute. I'm living life. I don't care about my fit.
Yeah.
You know what I'm saying?
I'm still a shirt.
I've been watching your progression because you moved out and got a spot, and I've been seeing like the troubles you've been going through, and I can't remember everything, but like I don't know, someone was in your crib and someone was breaking down your door or some shit like that. Like you've been going through it though. It looks like it's been rough.
Like what am I not going through, bro? I feel like every day, bro. My July 2019.
Ooh.
Some voodoo was on me, bro.
That retrograde, man.
Mercury was in like Rockefeller, whatever. But like, that shit had me in a blender, bro.
Fuck, what happened?
Let me tell you, man. My started off like July 4th.
Damn, cue the music. Oh, throw the music off.
Give me a bomb real quick.
Oh man, going through it.
First of all, let me backtrack. Mm-hmm. You understand? Raptors parade, right?
Yeah.
Like
good times.
I missed game six. Mm-hmm. I'm in LA in a room full of Warriors fans.
Outnumbered.
It was like a bittersweet moment for me. You feel me? Like I wanted to hug niggas. You feel me? Like I had nobody to hug. I nobody to like reciprocate my energy.
Right.
They all were Warriors fans or like Lakers fans or just not fans of the Raptors.
Yeah.
I just didn't like that. Booked my ticket to go home for like the Sunday because the parade was on Monday. Mm-hmm. My flight was at midnight. Mm-hmm. I underestimated the traffic going to LAX.
Yeah.
That happens a lot.
There's a little crash. Block up. Missed my flight.
Oh, shit.
And they said the next flight is at 6 a.m. and I will land at 3 p.m. But the parade
is going
on paper started at what? Like
10 a.m.?
10 a.m.,
yeah.
I should have known.
It wasn't going to happen like that.
It wasn't going to happen like that. Yeah. It's never going to happen like that. Mm-hmm. So I was like, yo, Bundes, bro. I'm not even going to make it.
I haven't said Bundes in a minute, bro.
I haven't said Bundes in a minute.
I'm not 2006.
Bro, I was so cheesed. I was saying things I don't even regularly say.
I was so hot.
Yo, Bundes.
I was so cheesed, bro. I went home, and like, I didn't talk to anybody for like at least 4 days.
I feel that, bro. You gotta do that sometimes.
Bro, the parade was going on. I was sick in bed, bro. I was just like,
bro, in LA.
In LA.
Fuck. You hate to see.
So that was what? That was like late June.
Mm-hmm. Yeah.
And like I just moved into my new crib like the day after be like 1-2. So my place is like all out of order. Mm-hmm. Actually, I just moved down the hall from my current place. So it's like I thought it was gonna be easier, but it was not at all. It's like knowing that like my stuff down the hall. I took my time.
Yeah. Took too long.
Took too long.
Okay. That's like the laundry shit. You'd be chilling. It's like, oh, my clothes are right there.
Yeah. I'll get it soon. Next thing you know, it stinks.
So
continue.
Yes.
That's life.
So that was all that. And then, like, you know what I'm saying? The 1st of July comes, Canada Day. Not in Canada. All right. I'll take that.
Yeah. That's, you can eat that. That's good.
Everybody having fun.
Yeah.
I miss it.
Yeah.
4th of July comes. I'm like, all right, I get to redeem myself. Yeah. You know what I'm saying? I get to have my fun.
Mm-hmm. It's jazz time now.
It's jazz time.
This is it. Mm-hmm.
It's an all white party we go to.
There it is.
You already fucked up. You already fucked up. Your own fit.
The fact that you had to disclose is all
white party. Yeah.
It's not like it's part of the
story. All white party, man. You know what I'm saying? It's like niggas prefer this. Niggas went and got outfits.
White pants, which is hard to come across.
White pants.
Very hard to have white pants.
I don't own white pants, right?
I got some pretty hard white pants.
There it is.
Some Subis that.
Ooh.
Yo, I found them. Okay.
Yeah, you know what I'm saying?
Yeah.
I came across them day before. Day before.
Okay, meant to be.
On the whim. So that was a good little pickup. And it was like this all white party. And like, man, everyone's going right. Niggas is prepping for this. Day of. Niggas get a little bit too ambitious.
All right.
You know what I'm saying? I have my outfit already laid out. On the bed.
We know. Yeah. This is a thing.
Yeah.
On the bed.
Yeah. With the fresh forces, too.
The new forces.
Were the forces on the bed, too?
No.
You gotta put the forces on the bed.
Forces on the bed. No shoes.
Looks like a guy laying down.
No. I don't know what it is, but like my mom's like, no shoes, no hats in the bed ever. So like, I just can't put no shoes or hats in the bed.
No hats.
Yeah, no hats.
My fitted will be laid down beside me. Yeah, I'll sleep beside my whole fit.
I sleep with
like,
a fitted.
My hat be at my bed sometimes, but like she always said it was bad luck to have your like shoes or hat like on your bed. So like that should be in my head.
Yeah.
You know like West Indian parents are. They be making up things.
Yeah.
And it sticks.
It's just like, yeah, it makes sense to you. It's like, fuck yeah.
At the time, I guess, but I don't know. Yeah. But regardless, so July 4th happens, right? This is like the day of. I wake up at like 7 a.m. in bed, playing a little PS4, you know what I'm saying, on Twitter. Because like my clock be going off of East Coast time because like I'm permanently there. So I be up early in L.A. all the time, which is a cool advantage. Niggas, I experienced my first earthquake.
Oh, yeah, you did.
4th of July. My first earthquake ever.
Were you alone?
Bruh, I was alone.
Did you scream?
What?
Loki,
scream by yourself? Yo, if you're screaming by yourself, you know it's real. Yeah,
bro, mind you, like around this time, I'm like brushing my teeth and shit, you know what I'm saying?
Yeah.
And I'm like watching my TV, because, like, you know what I'm saying? It's my TV, it's my baby.
I feel you gotta watch it.
Bro, I feel the ground shake a little bit, and look at my TV, and my TV's wobbling.
Oh.
Because it's mounted, right? It's like wobbling. I'm thinking, damn, if this shit actually happens right now, I gotta save the TV.
Yeah.
Mm-hmm. Fuck everything else. TV gotta get saved.
Yeah, fuck me, man.
That's my baby right there, bro. Like you know when you buy your first TV?
For sure.
Yeah.
It's a different feeling, bro.
Yeah. It's like I'm grown. I bought my first TV, you know?
It's my TV.
I've been watching other niggas' TVs my whole life.
My whole life.
You know what I'm saying?
This is mine.
I haven't bought a TV yet, by the way.
I've yet to buy a TV.
It came with a crib.
Yeah.
Oh, shit.
Wow.
We gotta give it back though. So
yeah, like, so it's kind of a TV. Up,
but still, you know what I'm saying?
Yeah.
But my TV's my baby, bro.
So TV's wobbling.
It's wobbling.
How many inches are we talking about?
It's a cool little 68.
Oh, shout out to that.
Yeah. Nigga, that's a wall.
That's a wall, yeah.
So it's wobbling, bro. It's wobbling. And my unit or like apartment building only goes to like 4 floors, so I'm on the 4th floor. It's wobbling. I'm like looking outside. Shit is shit.
The sun is out, the weather is nice, so you know that means we outside. That also means that you won't need all those monthly subscriptions because you won't be in the house to use them. So let Rocket Money get rid of them for you. Rocket Money is a personal finance app that finds and cancels your unwanted subscriptions, monitors your spending, and helps you lower your bills so that you can grow your savings. With Rocket Money, I have full control over my subscriptions and a clear view of my expenses. I can see all of my subscriptions in one place, and if I see something I don't want, Rocket Money can help me cancel it with a few taps. Rocket Money has over 5 million users and has saved a total of over 500 million in canceled subscriptions, saving members up to $740 a year when using all of the app's features. So stop wasting money on things you don't use. Cancel your unwanted subscriptions by going to rocketmoney.com/randomorder. That's rocketmoney.com/randomorder. rocketmoney.com/randomorder.
Okay, picture this. It's Friday afternoon when a thought hits you. I can spend another weekend doing the same old whatever, or I can hop into my all-new Hyundai Santa Fe and hit the road. With available H-Track all-wheel drive and three-row seating, my whole family can head deep into the wild. Conquer the weekend in the all-new Hyundai Santa Fe. Visit HyundaiUSA.com or call 562-314-4603 for more details. Hyundai, there's joy in every journey.
Shaking, calling my niggas. Niggas like, yo, bro, what the fuck?
Yeah.
Everyone's losing their mind. I go on Twitter.
Yeah. Y'all feel that?
I'm like, yeah.
Wait, you're doing all this while you hold the TV?
I mean,
are you still brushing your teeth? Shaking? You're brushing your teeth, shaking, and holding the TV.
The toothbrush is down.
Okay. And your outfit's still laid out.
Still
got toothpaste. Okay.
Toothpaste all over my mouth. My hand's on the TV, but then once I figured out this was a real earthquake, I went back to my phone, you know what I'm saying, just to see if this is a real earthquake or I'm just bugging. It was a real earthquake, bro.
Yeah.
It was real.
That's
so
crazy.
So that's how we started our day.
Mm.
So that's already in the air. I'm like, damn, this is crazy.
Bad energy earthquake. Right there.
Mm-hmm. Energy's already off.
Yeah, I feel that.
But you know what I'm saying? I shower, get the fit on. Niggas thought the party started a little bit earlier than it did.
Ooh.
At like 1 p.m.
Mm. Oh, day party.
No, it didn't. It started at like 4 or 5.
Mm. But you're there at 1.
No, we got dressed early. Linked up with the boys early.
And you can't get undressed.
I'm talking about trying to chill in the
fit. Once the fit is on. Yeah. I'm staying in the fit is on.
Bro, nah, I feel that, bro. I linked up, you know what I'm saying? Me and the homie was eating and stuff. And then we get a call like why y'all niggas already dressed?
Hey, I saw in your snap, y'all niggas already dressed.
Y'all wearing the shit.
No, niggas seen a snap and called niggas like, bro, but why y'all already dressed? This shit starts in like 4 or 5 hours.
Yeah.
Bro. It's a dub. I can't take it off now. I'm not even at my home.
Bro.
Oh, you left the crib.
I left the crib.
Cologne already sprayed.
Cologne's already on.
Cologne's wearing off at this point.
Cologne's wearing off.
You didn't bring the cologne.
I didn't bring the cologne.
Look at that.
I didn't bring the cologne.
I'm stressed.
Yeah. So.
I'm stressed about the all white.
So what happens is we go to the homie crib, the homie Nolan crib. Mm-hmm. Nolan's there. The homegirls are all there. Everyone's getting ready. All right, look. This is probably where we should have been or should have met up at. Before.
Yeah.
You know what I'm saying? So everything's cool. My man Nolan has a little ice bath in his like backyard.
Mm.
And like he just got out of it. I'm like, you know what? Fuck it. 4th of July. I'm about to get fucked up today. Why not go in an ice bath? You feel me?
Yeah.
Wait, why not? I don't get the connection. Wait a minute.
You're just finding reasons to go in.
Yeah.
I the sun's out. We had an earthquake.
The earthquake.
I can die today. Yeah.
You know what I'm saying?
Fuck it.
Yeah, I
wanted to like test my mind.
Small
you feel me?
And
you have to go in for like 3 minutes.
Sheesh.
And it's brutal. The first minute and a half is terrible.
I feel like I can body that.
I feel the whole thing.
I feel like I could do it.
All terrible.
It's terrible. Like I thought I can do it because like when I walked in, the homeboy was in there. He's like, yeah. It's fucked up, but I think you should like try it. I'm like, you know what? Take the white fit off.
Hmm.
Did you lay it on his bed?
You got a bed I can lay it on? I got a hanger. Nah, I'm gonna use the bed, bro.
I'm hooking up in the bathroom. I think over like the little shower.
That's not the same.
Yeah. I don't want to go in a man's bed, but I'm gonna call it a man's
bed. Yeah,
yeah.
It's a violation. You know what I'm saying?
Yeah. I'm disrespectful with it. That's it.
Yeah. Whose fit is this? <someone? laughs>
Whose fit?
Who's Air Force?
I did the ice bath shit. I got over it. I was in there for like 4 minutes. I'm like, you know what I'm saying? Mind over matter.
4 minutes.
Mind over matter.
Clap it up for that.
Shout out to that.
4 minutes.
I'm like, I did that. You know what I'm saying?
Mm-hmm.
Now I'm about to go into the all white vibes mentally beyond anybody else. You know what I'm saying? Like, I did that.
Fresh out the ice bath.
Fresh out the water. Fresh out the water.
Yep.
You know what I'm saying? So like, that was that. All right, look. So did that. Then we all make our way up to Malibu. Mm-hmm. All of us.
There it is.
Niggas made a pact. Look, if anybody gets too fucked up, watch out for one another.
Mm-hmm. Yeah.
Don't leave anybody behind.
Responsibility.
Can't do that.
Yeah. One dead, 6 wounded. That's what you get for not rolling as a unit.
Yeah.
You feel me?
I like that right there.
Talk your shit.
Shout out to that.
Shout out to Father for that bar right there.
Yeah.
It's deep.
Yeah,
you feel me? So we go there. And as soon as we go there, bruh, I don't know what happens to me when I get to like a place like that. I just get all.
Damn. Forgot to pack.
I lost it. The pack went out the window. Everybody was already, you know what I'm saying, drinking and stuff. But the moment we got there, I feel like if everybody's in uniform at a party, the vibe is just different.
Mm.
You know what I'm saying? Mm. Everyone's in all white.
We're all equal, right. You know?
We're all equal.
Yeah.
You know what I mean? Open bar. Oh, mistake.
Man, no they did say an no all more. White yeah, with an open bar. They didn't want y'all to
win. Yeah, that's actually bad news when they say open bar.
Bro.
It's the worst news you could receive.
Yeah.
Bro, I was drunk before we even got there. Yeah. Mind you. Mind you. And I was drinking all day. And I only ate once.
So oh, you're done.
Bro, what's going
so,
on?
So by like the end of the party.
That's it.
No. By like the time that we left, got there around like 4, left around 10. My night's a blur.
Mm,
all right? Mm. It's a big blur. But here's what happened.
You need focus in the hallway, bro.
Here's what I can remember. Yeah.
You need focus.
I'm waiting for.
What
happens to the pants?
Yeah, you know what I'm saying?
Here's it's like, all white, still all white.
What happened to the suit?
Still all white.
At this point.
Here's what I can remember. Really? All right? Here's what it's still, that's like still there. We leave the party, you know what I'm saying? Mm. Get in a car, we go to a next joint in Hollywood. So it's like
another
a 40
joint.
Minute. Yeah.
It's not an all white joint.
No. Okay. So like now niggas just looking crazy off
all white. Yeah.
There's like
yeah,
five
yeah,
guys
yeah.
in all white.
Crazy clean though.
Yeah. You got to commit to it.
Crazy clean, but you got to commit to it. You know what I'm saying? Mine was kind of like, I like pink lettering on my hoodie. So it's like.
Accents. Yeah.
But like still, why are you wearing all white?
I feel you.
Who does that?
Yeah.
I don't know, me.
Apparently you guys.
Yeah.
Apparently this packed.
So we go to the next party. At this hotel, and the last thing I remember is like somebody handing me a shot and me telling myself, yo, I gotta do like a little French exit.
What's a French exit?
When you just dip and don't tell nobody.
Oh, that's your main shit.
Am I French?
I live for that.
You know what I'm saying? You gotta do a little French exit, dip, don't tell nobody. So
yeah.
I was like, yo, I got to go because like my lefts were becoming rights and my rights were becoming lefts. You know what I'm saying? It's not good. Man, tell me why. I go in the elevator to go down, and when I got like the fresh air, my drunkenness from the whole day just hit me.
Up.
Yeah. Oh, I know those ones.
You feel me?
Mm-hmm. All at once.
All at once. And mind you, I didn't eat all day, and I'm still just consuming alcohol. I don't weigh more than like 140, bro. Mm-hmm. Like 150.
You gotta know, man.
Shout out to that.
140 kind of light.
That's right? Me too.
edit that one out. Yeah. Like 150.
Keep in mind, I'm 180, right?
Yeah.
I weigh about like 190, you know what I'm saying?
Hey.
So I'm a little nigga.
In layman's terms, you know what I'm saying? But man, I got out the elevator and I don't remember anything. But all I remember is just waking up in handcuffs.
Wait, hold on, what the fuck? That was the darkest ending, bro.
Yeah.
I'm waiting for the fucking pants to be fucked up, dirty, some ketchup on it.
I woke up with juice on my pants, right?
Yeah.
Handcuffs.
Man. I woke up
in handcuffs.
Handcuffs.
Yeah.
I was going to say what happened, but I guess you don't.
I don't even know what happened,
on the,
bro.
What are the
what's on your record now?
Check your record.
Wait, hold on. How are you here? Are you good to be here?
I'm Gucci,
my
bro.
My man Free.
Free him.
Out of that.
Free him.
Free Jazz.
Free me, no. Man. Free me,
wow.
Man. I was just like, damn, how'd I get here? Like,
that's what I'm asking.
Hold on. Cause we didn't even clarify. Did you wake up in handcuffs like crazy one?
I'm talking about like the crazy handcuffs.
The crazy
like
handcuffs
the,
or like
federales?
Like, no, crazy handcuffs.
Oh, wait.
Which one
like
crazy?
Like were you in
like the fluffy handcuffs?
That's what I thought. That's what I'm thinking. Like,
the crazy handcuffs.
Those are two different stories.
Because I'm crazy this night guy.
They have pink fur on them. Or?
This nigga is funny. Oh my God. Real handcuffs. Them shits hurt.
Gotcha.
Yeah, shit's hurt, bro.
Okay. Right.
Oh my God, that shit's hurt. I woke up, I'm like,
what the fuck?
Where am I? I was like, nigga, you in the police car. I'm like, what happened? We'll tell you about it when we get to the station. Man, I went back to sleep. I'm like, man, fuck
it. Yeah,
wake me up when we get there, bro.
Y'all can drop this window back here. I start going over bumps, nigga.
Let me show y'all this video, bro.
Holy shit, that is funny.
I took a video of me in handcuffs because I was just like, man.
How'd you get that angle?
I'm gonna show y'all, bro.
Oh, it's like one of these.
Yeah. So,
one of these, you know?
So, long story short, I pretty much.
Bro, what a story, you know?
Damn.
Yo, that's. I did not think it was going that way.
Neither did I. Neither did I, bro. I thought I was having the best day of my life.
Like, fresh out the ice bath.
Yeah, fresh out the ice
fresh
bath.
Out
fresh
out the
fit.
Ice bath. Like, everything was going Gucci, but then, no.
Somebody. You should frame the fit.
I'd frame it.
Put that in.
Ooh, that's a good
I'll hang that up in my front for you.
Yeah.
Man.
That's a conversation piece right there.
Yeah.
Now, that fit was eventually black by the time I got it.
Oh, yeah. The feds probably did you dirty, too.
Oh, they did me dirty, bro.
Yeah.
Oh, dirty. Jesus. I was in a drunk tank, and, like, I don't know what I said. He was, like, probably asking, like, what I did. for like a living, and I told him music. He brought me to like a, like the drunk tank. He's like, write some raps while you in here. And a nigga was like, hey bro, you rap?
Here we go.
Bruh.
This is not the time or place, my brother.
Bruh, let me tell you. I rap like my life depended on it.
What?
Oh shit, you dropped a hot 16?
Bro, niggas was like, bro, you rap? And niggas started beatboxing, bro. I was like, shit, here
we go again.
I was coming up with raps I never thought I could come up with, bro.
Wow.
Was it hot?
It's kind of hot. I ain't gonna lie to you, bro. I ain't gonna care. I was like, you know what I'm saying? Like, if I'm finna make friends in here, bro, I'm finna make friends right now, bro. Straight up.
Wow.
Bro,
this
is me in the cuffs. Drunk, still drunk.
Look at the shades.
Yo, you looking fresh. Were the shades still on? Did you wake up with the shades on?
Bro, no, the shades were done. After that, just done.
Oh, my God.
This is me holding. So, mind you,
yeah,
no one knew where I was. I left by myself.
It was a French escape.
It was a French exit, bro. I left
by
I was in jail for a whole day. No one knew where I was. I thought I was going to come home free jazz,
yeah,
post,
you know what I'm saying?
No one knew where I was.
Nah, that's...
Was anyone check? Did anyone check or...
Niggas thought I may have like lost my phone or something, because like that shit happens.
Yeah.
And like they're like, yo, we're getting kind of worried, but like that should be good, you know what I'm saying? They didn't think I'd be in jail. Mind you, while I was in jail, I experienced another earthquake.
Not the jail earthquake.
I thought the shit was over.
No, it's still going on.
At this point, I moved back to Toronto.
What are the good parts about LA? What do you like about LA?
Oh my God.
Has anything good happened in LA yet?
Oh my God. Yeah, a lot of good to shit has like happened, but an earthquake in jail, bro, never in my wildest dreams. Yeah. Like, bro, the niggas was screaming in there, bro. Screaming.
Were you still rapping while
rap louder?
This is like hours after. Like this is like I'm in my own cell right now.
Yeah.
Morning, just like by myself, just like not eating the food. The food was terrible. Niggas gave me milk. I'm like, yo, I'm lactose. Like, drink the water. The water that's connected to like the sink and toilet.
Oh, damn.
Try to violate me.
Yeah. So like why were you in there? What happened?
They said it was battery on a police officer.
Guys.
That's what they said. No confirmation.
That's what they said, but I don't believe it. Bro, everyone knows me, man. I'm not an aggressive drunk.
Yeah.
At all. I was trying to get to my Uber to go home.
It was probably them.
Whatever transpired is like a nigga probably talking to me. And me being like, yo, bro, I'm Gucci. Put his hands on me. I put my hands back. That's where shit gets fucked up. Mm-hmm. Where they try to touch you.
And then, yeah.
And you try to respect your, you know what I'm saying, space. Your space as a man.
As you should.
Bubble,
and, you know what I'm saying? And then, I don't know. But I had court on the 31st, right before I came back home. And they didn't file my case. So that means they're like, yo, so just wait a year. Either they'll file it or they won't. Chances are they won't. So
let's get it. All right. Shout out to
them. Let me know when you got court and we'll all come through. My
Show
whole crew
up,
will
start making
we'll
posters.
Support.
Free jazz signs.
I don't think they're going to process the case because, like, Lord knows, I didn't do nothing.
That shit probably happened so much in LA, too. Like, little shit like that.
Fourth of July.
Here's what's crazy, though.
Yeah.
If I didn't bail myself out, mind you, I don't know anyone's number off the top of my head.
Yeah.
Except for his. That's about it.
That's it.
That's scary, though. I'm like, damn.
Mm-hmm. You got to learn some numbers.
Yo, I was calling bail bondsmen. They're like, yo, do you have a cosigner? I'm like, yo, I don't have no one's number.
Yeah,
bruh, if I didn't get out within like the hour that I did, like the last final hour, I would have been there till the following Tuesday.
The weekend or whatever.
On some Rocky shit.
It was a long weekend too, so I would have been there till Tuesday.
Shit.
Yeah.
Look at that.
Man, look at God. Won't he do it? Won't he do it?
But yeah, you know what I'm saying?
Oh, wait, hold on.
Made it out alive, you know what I'm saying?
You still had on the all white fit in jail?
All white fit, bro.
Ooh, that boy's still clean.
That boy's still clean in jail.
That's all that is.
They took the laces out of my forces, bro. I was hot.
Oh,
I was hot.
You were walking around sloppy then.
And my pants was like pants was like a size too big.
Oh,
but I needed the pants. Yeah. They took the belt out, so I was just looking crazy.
Wow.
It was like,
freestyle holding your pants up. Shoes big as shit.
Yo, I kind of want to hear that freestyle.
Yeah.
Yeah.
I don't want to hear that freestyle at all. At all. Thank God there's no recordings of it.
How's the music going? What are you working on?
Man,
what
I've been up to? I've been just shit, just working on music.
Mm-hmm. That makes sense.
Mm-hmm. Working on music. I've just been going through like some like back end label stuff.
Okay.
Yeah. So it's like, I'm not the kind of guy to just be like, man, fuck everybody, this, that, and third. I'm just like, I'll deal with it. The way I gotta deal with it. You know what I'm saying?
Figure out, yeah, the best
yeah,
way.
Yeah, you know, yeah. But it's like getting it figured out soon. You know what I'm saying? I'm just making sure my shit's good before I put anything else out, you know? So
yeah.
It's crazy because, like, I feel like a lot of the stuff that you come up with, just like personally, like some shit that we come up with that we may not want to release or whatever, we think like, oh, it's not really good. And then you let, like, I remember last time we went to the studio with you.
Mm-hmm.
And you were making shit and you were playing the shit. And I'm like, yo, this is fire. And then, like, I never heard it ever again. I'm just like, bro, like, you always think, like, why didn't you put that out? But then to you, it's probably just like, yo, nah, it's not ready. Or it's not, like, you know, at that point.
Where they're like, yo, you dropping that tonight? Can we upload that shit? Like,
it's like,
what's the link?
It's like a weird thing with, like, making music. Because, like, when you get into, like, a groove and you, like, make songs, like, the outside ear may think it's fire. But, like, to you, like, you're like, biggest critic. You know what I'm saying?
Yeah.
Sometimes
that holds you back though.
Yeah,
like,
it does.
You make some fire and it's just like, whoa,
it does.
But when you put out the shit that you
like
that's when it's like,
it's crazy.
Yeah,
right?
Yeah. But sometimes you overthink what like you like, and like you think, oh man, they gotta like this one. It's not really about that. It's just about like flow and expression.
Yeah,
which is why like this era is kind of crazy, because it's like with like DSPs, it's not as easy as it was with like SoundCloud. You feel me?
Mm-hmm.
Like SoundCloud is like, bro, if you had a thought, you can think of it and then upload it within 30 minutes. 30 minutes, you know what I'm saying?
Yeah.
Now it's kind of different. So it's kind of like, it just puts like that barrier on things. But I just be making a lot of music and just sitting on it. And then sometimes it'd be getting old in my head. Sometimes I'd be forgetting. Which like
that's
sucks.
That's the thing. My thing is just like the excitement of like new creation. Like I'm always feeling like I could create better shit.
Yeah. I love
new
shit. I love it.
And like, I have a track for a week. I don't even like that shit no more. Like, I'm on to the next shit.
Bro, you make a song, and then that night it's like, this song.
This is
it. This song
is it. Is it the same when you wake up?
You'll know if it's good. Yeah. You'll know if it's good if it slaps when you wake up.
Yeah.
Because you be like studio drunk. Like just drunk off just being in there and like trying to finish a song.
Yeah.
And then the next morning, if it don't slap the way you thought it slapped last night, then that song don't make it. You know what I'm saying?
Do you feel like you felt a... I guess you say a transition with music, kind of like when did you start making music?
I started making music when I was like, man, I think I was like taking it seriously, like
15. Mm-hmm. So there's definitely like a transition, maybe I'd say like 2016, maybe we kind of got like a transition to like the kind of like weird, like whatever, like weird rap, like that's when like Thug was like, well, Thug was way before that, but like, you know what I mean? Like that's like the 20, new artists 20, and shit.
2015, 20, yeah.
Yeah, like Playboy Cardi, Uzi and shit.
Yeah,
like, did you feel any pressure to kind of like change your music or like say, okay, I gotta.
Nah.
Yeah.
I think back then I just knew like the vision, you know what I'm saying? Like I knew where I wanted to take things. Mm-hmm. And I mean like being from Toronto, it's just like, we're automatically like just like aliens in comparison to like North American music spectrum.
Yeah.
Right.
You know what I'm saying? So it's like we gotta be coming different regardless, you know?
Yeah.
Yeah.
So that was that. And then I think I heard music really like change. Like I was on the road for like a year and a half. And then by like the end of like 2016, 2017, I like heard it change.
Mm-hmm. Yeah.
Cause like I was like doing my own shit. Mm-hmm. Then like, I come back and then I was like, damn, it's really different now.
Mm-hmm.
You know what I'm saying? And like, I don't know. It's just like, as you get deeper into it, you like go through like trial and error, you know?
Yeah.
Like not every decision's like a good decision, you know?
Mm-hmm. Yeah,
but you start to be one with your own skin, you know what I mean? And like, I feel like I'm like there now, you know what I mean?
Yeah.
It's like niggas start doing this shit when you're so young and like, You're just so amped off just like the fact that like, nigga, I'm doing this. You feel me?
Yeah,
like,
exactly.
It's like niggas were just like in the crib thinking about it, and now niggas is doing it.
Yeah,
so it's
that's
like,
a fact.
Is it like what you thought it would be like?
Man, they don't tell you what it's like beforehand.
That's a fact.
Like before, you only think of like the surface level things.
Yeah.
Mm-hmm.
But like when you get deep into it, you don't think about like the things that happen from inception to wherever you're at, the like present, you know what I'm saying? Like a lot of things happen and you have to grow up a lot. You feel me?
Yeah. For real.
And like some people become like prisoners of like their own characters, you know what I'm saying?
Ooh.
Mm-hmm.
And like
you wake up say, I'm gonna drop bombs today, or like what?
man, this shit off the heezy, bro.
The fucking heezy.
Off the head, bro. You know what I'm saying?
Yo, no, that's a fact.
And like I see it a lot too, like just like being in LA, like I'm kind of glad that I didn't move there when I was like in my early 20s. Mm-hmm. Yeah. Cause like, I'm pretty sure like you just get lost with everything.
You're more impressionable mm-hmm. and just like, oh, yeah, this is the way I got, sure. this is what works. This is what I got to
sure.
do.
Mm-hmm. For sure. Like I moved there like last year and it was just like, I see shit. Mm-hmm. I see how people can change within like their first month moving there to like their third month. It's like, they're not grounded. Like a lot of my homies though are like real LA natives. So it's like, I get like a real LA experience opposed to like everyone that like moves here.
Yeah.
They get the back taste of shit. But like, yeah, like niggas just don't know themselves.
Yeah.
Yo, that's telling you.
That's all like, it is.
Bro, this is. We were talking about this shit. Yeah. This is like all we talk about. Once you know yourself, bro, like that's when you'll be good. You know, for sure. When you don't know yourself, you act crazy.
That's like last night, bro. Like we just got up out of there. Like it wasn't, bro. Yeah. Okay.
You screaming at me.
You know what I mean? Like if we didn't know ourselves, we would have felt like, nah, we gotta get in this party. You know what I'm saying?
No. You know who I am. Like,
I'm
never on that.
Bro, you know yourself, you're secure with yourself, you know what I'm saying? You know what you are, you know what you stand for, you believe
it. That deep, bro.
We were literally on the curb laughing. So bro, like, all right, what's the thing?
Yeah, fuck this, bro.
That's crazy, man. I'm happy to see you fucking living out your dreams, man. It's so dope to see like a lot of young niggas doing their shit, and it's like, oh, this is what you want to do. You're in control of it and shit. So it's like,
it's a lot.
That's an important thing, man. To know your vision, to like just know exactly where you're going and making the right decisions to get to the place where you have locked in your mind. Mm-hmm. So I think because we went through our whole thing too, where we didn't exactly know where we're going or what we wanted to do, so we're just doing a bit of everything, and just like that's when we started swaying and like going to like what's trendy and what we think is hot, what we think will work, and then that didn't fucking work, and we weren't happy about it. Mm-hmm. Even when we got big numbers on some random video that we just did because we thought it was trendy, we're like, it still doesn't feel good.
You might feel like you have to keep doing that.
Yeah,
like,
and then people ask me, like, yo, what's your most viewed video on your channel? I was like, this is one stupid thing that we did. I'm not really proud of.
Yeah.
I'm not even trying to talk about it. Yeah, exactly. Yeah, you just crack your phone?
Yeah, I did.
You should have took the screen. He was offering a screen protector earlier.
I think he got the big joint, though.
My phone just cracked. Yeah.
Like your whole screen?
The bottom of it.
Damn.
Shit happens, man.
That's it,
man. Yeah, look at that. Look.
Look at that.
He's okay with himself.
Serious.
Yeah, it's not that serious.
Nah, man.
Sure, you want to tighten that like this?
That would bother me.
Yeah.
Like, oh, that's cool.
Okay.
Can you fix your chain on
The chain?
Yeah, the ice. this little thing?
This little thing right here.
This thing right here?
Yeah.
You got it. Yeah.
Remember the time when I pulled up on you and I can't remember what we're doing. I think I was slapping you in
2K
Mario
maybe?
Kart. Was it
Mario Kart? Was it
2K? No, I slapped him in 2K, but not that 2K. Time. Mm. I think I was slapping you in Mario Kart.
Yeah. At the studio.
Yeah, at the studio. You remember that?
You brought the Switch, set it up.
I noticed you said you were playing your PS4. So I'm probably just guessing you don't play your Switch anymore after that day.
I said, "Wait, Switch." You won. You won.
You won.
Don't say you slapped me in 2K though.
That, if he wins, he slapped you. That's it. That's the only word.
No, you won by one by 1 point.
In 2K?
You slapped him by one.
Slapped you.
That's you by one.
By one.
I think it was like 10.
No. I remember clearly it was a close game. Neck and neck.
Neck and neck.
Pause.
If it's
applicable. You know
if it works.
You know
I don't know. It's good times though, you know. You got any better?
Yeah.
It's real.
A lot better.
I need to get a rematch.
Whenever you want. I'm chilling.
I be playing Smash Bros. Too. You know what I'm saying?
That's the awesome.
You know.
Yo, there's so much shit happening in Smash Bros. There's too many buttons.
Mortal Kombat.
I'm not on that one yet.
I'm not on Mortal Kombat.
See, like, I gotta be nice at games because, like, if you're in a studio with niggas and they have games.
Yeah, you're playing.
Bro. Mm-hmm. Niggas is gonna try to test your gangster, bro.
Yeah. Feel that?
Oh, I can't wait.
I'm a huge gamer, and then I feel like I fell off because the game is just like, first off.
What the fuck?
Shit. I swear I took it out.
What the
fuck? My fault. Yo, I thought I deleted that.
Either.
I didn't. It's from the last session.
That's the same thing.
Oh, shit. Wow.
That just scared the shit out of me. Jazz is about to go in, though.
Yeah.
Was that a flashback to, like, the jail?
Yo, I've never been, like, blackout drunk or just can't remember shit.
I have.
I have a voice in my... I feel like when I'm drunk, like, I still hear my soul. My soul be telling me, like, hey, don't take that shot. Yeah. Like, my soul's not drunk. You feel me? Like, outside, my words are slurring and shit. Mm-hmm. Yeah. Mm-hmm. I do that when I'm sober anyway.
When you black out, there's no one telling you nothing. There's no instinct, no nothing.
Yeah. But I can't get to that blackout point.
I've only gotten there twice in my life.
I pour shit in a plant. If I'm all doing shots, I'm like, oh,
I hear you.
Oh, shit, I'm smart with it. Yeah. Okay,
I've been doing that recently, too. Just over the shoulder.
Oh, really?
Yeah. When people, like, especially when I'm drinking and I'm like, oh, I'm drinking tequila, and then they're like, oh, no, take a shot of Hennessy. I'm like, okay, you don't care for my
life. Listen, Henny?
Oh,
Henny? Yeah. No. That's
it's dead. Bad.
Dead to me, bro.
Bad for me.
That's dead to me, bro.
Are you on the Henny?
Bad for me.
No.
Fourth of July?
I was on tequila.
I like tequila.
I like tequila.
Tequila's my wave.
I'm a grown man. I like wine.
Henny makes niggas dark, bro. Like,
yeah, you feel heavy and
bro, there's that one time we was at that club after that Red Bull thing.
Yeah, bro.
It's all us drinking beer, Henny. It's like it's like hella niggas there. It's like over like
that's
30
when the handshakes get aggressive.
And then out of nowhere, like I think like this the like security guard like took me down off something, and then all of a sudden niggas looked back like some hyenas.
It was right.
Yeah, and then niggas hopped over trying to like.
I remember that. Yeah. Bro, I don't even fight. And I was ready. I'm like, oh, yo.
I was outside like, Mr. Henny. Yo, Jazz, you good? When the Henny's in the veins?
Bro, you just
first off, I was like, why is that guy standing on? Yo, it was a pretty risky stand.
It was a risky stand, but it was like this.
I don't know how you didn't fall.
Bro, niggas just reacted off instinct. Just like,
yo.
Just animal instinct.
Yo, that's what they do.
We were speaking on animals earlier. We were talking about fucking Planet Earth. Shout out Planet Earth.
Shout out Planet Earth, man.
Shout out that.
Whoever narrates that, I need that. He needs narrating.
I want to call him right now.
Yeah.
I just want him to tell me everything's going to be okay.
Imagine he narrated like that your whole July 4th.
Ooh. That would have been
the earthquake.
That would have been lit.
That would have been lit. That would
have been crazy.
That would have been
just
lit.
Just put on his outfit.
As he was too early.
Who is that guy? Can we like find him?
Yeah, do we have his name?
What's his Twitter?
I'm going to look that up right now. Narrator.
Narrator for Planet Earth.
David as?
Astonborough. He looks like he
Did
sounds.
Did you know that?
I hope he has a YouTube channel.
Wow. That's impressive.
That's impressive.
Mm-hmm. Yo, I would just talk like that all day. I guess he does talk like that all day.
Yeah.
Wow.
Yeah,
that's crazy. Imagine just talking like that. Like you talk and that's all that comes
naturally.
Up.
No, I think he's like mad hood.
No, I think he puts it down.
That's just a front. Yeah.
That's just his phone voice, you know, and it's sick.
Hello.
Yeah.
Like it's like, oh shit.
You know what I mean?
This is David I'm speaking to.
David?
Y'all got a phone voice?
No.
Oh yeah. In the morning. Yeah. Oh my God. When my dad used to like when we started doing the videos and like we were home alone. My dad wanted us to be at school and shit.
He didn't see the vision.
He didn't see the
Mind
vision.
Mind you, we didn't really see the vision struggling. At the time either. But we knew that, we want to do these videos. But to do these videos, we got to stay home. We can't be in school.
Yeah.
But my dad's like, yo, go to school and shit.
Mm-hmm.
So
that didn't mean
us.
Like waking
He's
up.
He's an early bird. He'd be up at 5 a.m. working. And then he calls us like 10 a.m. So to him, it's like, oh, I'm like halfway through my day.
Yeah.
And we're still sleeping.
Mm-hmm.
So like, he'd call me and I'm like, oh shit. Like my dad's calling like, hello. Hey, what's up? What's up? You know, test the voice out a little bit. And then like you answer, he's like, yo, you sleeping? He'd always know.
He knows.
Like, yo, what the fuck? I'm like, no.
We're working.
I'm up.
I'm up.
Yeah. No one asked me no shit yet. That's all, bro.
Man, you don't know how much you need to talk before you answer that first call.
Yeah.
Mm-hmm. In
Trust
the day.
It takes like, a lot.
Takes a lot to like warm the voice up.
Trust me.
Yeah.
Did I wake you?
And I'm somebody I don't like to talk when I wake up. Like when I wake up, don't speak to me for like 2 hours. I don't want to say nothing.
Yeah,
you're weird. Nah,
I don't want to say nothing, bro. Just
2 hours.
I'm older,
2 hours is a long time though, bro.
Yeah, bro. That's
2 hours is
a long time.
Like, that's 2 hours.
It's
bro.
Noon now.
I know, bro.
What time do you wake up?
Nah, I'll be up at like 8, 9.
Yeah, I'll be up early.
Yeah, I don't want to talk. I just want to like eat something, get some food in my stomach, shower, brush my teeth, wash my face.
Just leave me alone.
Do you cook?
I cook, yeah.
You cook?
Yeah.
Do y'all cook?
Yeah, I cook.
If I got to.
I like
Unless
that.
He cooks enough. I'm like, oh, you cooking for 3? All right, bet.
You cook?
I made it my goal this year to be a better cook.
That's what's up.
There
That's
it
a good
is.
Goal.
Shout out to that.
Let's take a cooking class.
I'm about to take one. For sure.
For real?
Yeah.
That's tight.
I'm just like picking up little side hobbies.
Yeah.
I'm like, I want to get good at things. You know what I'm saying?
Yeah, like tennis.
Are you nice at tennis?
I'm nice at tennis, bro.
Yeah, I'm about to start. Like, for real. Me and my girl about to start playing tennis.
Bro, I'm nice at tennis. And niggas they think it's a joke. It's not a joke.
You have an injury already, so it's serious.
No. It's like an old injury that's like still there. But like, I'm nice, bro.
You got like an x-ray or anything for it?
Yeah.
Am I right?
Yeah.
So there's no surgery or nothing?
No. It's just like, I just need to heal it. You know what I'm saying?
My man's a lion.
But yeah, I'm nice. I'm really nice at tennis.
Yeah, I just can't control that. Yeah. My hit, everything goes over the
fence. How long you been playing tennis for?
So I was like 9.
Oh, okay.
Oh, well, shit.
Oh, shit. Okay, yeah, you're certified. Yeah.
I would hope you're nice.
Yeah. Yeah.
I moved to Barbados for like 2 years, right? So,
ooh, shout out Barbados.
Damn, shout out that.
My mom was like, yeah, shout out Rihanna. My mom was like, you're not going to be staying in the house all day.
Yeah.
And not do nothing.
Yeah. Mm.
Guess you got to sit tennis court down there. I'm like, tennis? Like, niggas don't play tennis.
Yeah.
But like, you do.
You do. Now.
Yeah. That's fire.
Because that's it.
Started playing and I just kept it going.
Shout out to your mom.
Shout out to mom, dude. She know the vision.
Yeah, you know what I'm saying?
Like, my dad tried to make us play soccer, but I just didn't. I'm like, bro,
he stopped bringing us.
He saw it in my baby eyes. I'm like, yo, this kid doesn't like this shit.
Yeah.
So for my birthday, he's like, yo, you don't have to go to soccer no more.
Jeez, sick birthday present.
I'm like, yes. You don't even got to get me none. Stop making me go to soccer.
That's the best gift right here.
Yeah. That's fine.
He even hated it when he had to bring the snacks and the oranges for the team and shit.
Yeah. Fuck, I don't know these people.
I saw a tweet the other day of like how everyone was going on LeBron for like getting hype at his kids' games, but then there's a nigga that like retweeted it and he was like, LeBron's the kind of parent that will take your kids to McDonald's after the game and tell them to get whatever they want. Meanwhile, you just cook dinner for your kid and your dad is mad that you didn't eat the food when you got home. So now the dad hates LeBron for being LeBron. I feel that.
I was following you. Like,
I may have said it differently.
No, I get what you're saying.
But I get
what
it.
You're
saying, yeah.
I've been through that. My dad was cheese whenever we find out. We get home and you find out we already ate.
Yeah.
Oh. Especially when it cooks up something cultural. Like, oxtail. Oh, shit. I had McDonald's.
Sorry. Yeah. But sometimes, like, you're driving and then you just smell a double cheeseburger and, like, all right.
McDonald's smelled differently when you was a kid, bro.
Yeah.
That was like crack.
Yo, I wonder, was it better before?
For sure.
I think so.
Yeah,
I think so.
For sure.
I think.
Or our standards just.
Are we?
Yeah.
Lower.
I loved it as a kid. I can't do it.
Now. I can't do it anymore.
I can't do it now.
The Big Extra was the craziest shit on the menu.
Oh, man. You guys aren't familiar?
I'm not.
You got.
The what?
Big Extra?
I used to be a McChicken guy.
No.
I'm a McChicken nigga, bro.
Yeah, for sure. Exactly. Yeah.
You ain't a McChicken nigga like no mayo.
What?
Nah, mayo.
No mayo. Mayo and cheese?
No cheese.
Julian was a no mayo type of guy.
No mayo, no cheese.
I don't
you
eat cheese.
No cheese, lactose. Bro. Lactose,
but still, fuck.
Yo, I am.
You don't do like the lactose pills.
I only eat cheese when it comes to pizza and ice cream. That's it.
Mm.
Anything else?
Yeah, cheese, ice cream,
dairy.
You get that cheese, the cheesy man.
Let me get that provolone ice cream right there.
Yeah, the Hardy.
But it could taste all right.
Yeah, I feel like one Italian guy's all just like, it's a concept.
Nah, man. I can't get down with cheese.
Yeah.
I've never had a poutine before.
What?
Mm-hmm. How many shows have you done in Montreal?
A lot.
And you've never had a poutine.
A poutine.
Yeah, you're slapping.
A poutine, yeah.
The concept of mixing fries with cheese, it just doesn't sit right on my spirit.
But it's not even cheese, though.
Cheese curds is even worse.
It's not, no. Okay, fuck.
Well, yeah. That's what he's going to get you with.
that was my curds. Next point.
Wait, why was that your, I don't get it. Why was that your
because opinion? You think of cheese, you think of like, first cheese. Off, there's this crazy shit going on Twitter right now where they wrap a wing in some cheese.
That's disgusting.
Too much. Too much.
That's gross.
Too much. Have wings. Put the cheese on the side if it's that serious.
Yeah. First off, I say this a lot. A lot of times when I mean like pizza and shit, sometimes there's too much cheese and I start choking, my eyes get watery and I'm like, yo, I think I'm about to die.
Yeah, that was me last night.
Yeah. Literally, this guy's about to die. I had to put his water aside, pulled his plate off his lap.
Thank you for that. I woke up this morning like, wow, like,
I was in the shower like, no podcast.
You didn't have a podcast. I did it just because we had to shoot today. I'm like, yo, it'd be weird. Like, yeah.
Real friend.
But where was I going with this shit? Yeah, the poutine is like, it's a little curds, you know, it's a little.
Yeah, he doesn't like the curds.
All right.
I don't get that.
You know, one cinematic happening in a movie that always disgusted me was in a Goofy movie when that nigga would always spread the cheese in his mouth.
Oh, yeah.
What you doing, bro?
Yeah.
Even for a cartoon, that's too much.
Yeah.
Gross, bro.
I feel you on that.
Yeah, that's nasty.
That just always turned me off. And I never ate mustard because I always thought mustard was like cheese until someone told me recently that it wasn't cheese.
Yeah,
recently.
Mustard? cheese was disgusting. If you eat cheese whiz, you might as well.
If you look at a cheese whiz on the shelf and pick up cheese whiz and say, yo, I'm going to buy this cheese whiz.
Cheese whiz.
Never me.
Might have done that.
Miss me with
that.
That's
okay.
Have y'all seen that tweet?
You bought Cheese Whiz? You look like a nigga bought some Cheese Whiz.
Have y'all seen that tweet that Jadakiss, he orders
Cheese Whiz?
A crusted pizza?
A crust? You
mean like just a crust on the pizza? Like just everything's crust. Out. It's just a crust.
Like no,
like a circle.
No, but it's the crust for like the like the little last bit of like the pizza, but all crust. I like that.
I would do that with some dip. If yeah, I had some crazy some dip yeah. with a nice dip,
I'm a crust guy.
Yeah,
you know, okay. crust guy.
I'm a crust guy.
You're not crust over the rest of the pizza though.
Yeah.
Yes. No,
you eat it from the back.
Could have asked a question different, but
question. Oh, yo, there's this guy in my high school. There's this guy in my high school, and he came from New York, and he's just like, yo, like the first day in high school, he's like, yo, y'all don't eat it from the back.
I'm like, excuse me. Sorry.
And he's eating his pizza from the back.
Oh, we ain't talking pizza.
Oh my god.
No, we ain't pizza. But that's
no, but he would eat his pizza starting from the back, and I'm like, yo, you're weird for that. But he just liked the crust that much. But yeah,
so
I'm
you save it for last. Yeah, so
the crust got to be soft though.
I'll usually just take the cheese off. You know what I'm saying? Like mm-hmm. all the cheese off and eat with like the dressing, whatever. Put some chili flakes on it, and then work my way up to the crust.
So you don't replace like the cheese? Like take like you don't order a pizza with no cheese?
Nah, because I like the remnants of the cheese. Mm. You know what I'm saying? Because it's like if it's just no cheese, I've had it before. It's not that.
It's not good.
Great.
Okay.
It coats the pizza. Yeah. Gives it a different texture. Yeah.
Oh, okay.
I'll take the cheese off.
It's funny because we got some friends at CBC over here, and they're like, oh, what are you guys going to talk about today? We're over here talking about fucking cheese.
Oh, this is it.
Yeah,
this is the show.
This is life. This is the show. Right
so that hour setup, this is what it's for.
Yeah. I was struggling for like 30 minutes trying to set up this fucking tripod right here. And bro, have you ever set up a tripod before?
Nah, never.
Bro, they think this video shit, in any industry, I think, but in particular, they think this video shit is sweet. Like, they see the final product, like, oh, it must be fun to make videos. And it's like, all you got to do is get on camera, fuck around. You got to set up tripods.
Fucking ass crack. Figure out new equipment. Sweating and shit like that.
Your ass crack is out sometimes while you're bending over picking up the tripod.
It's too much for me.
It gets like that. Crazy. You don't see the dark side.
There's a dark side to film on television.
It is.
Yeah, it really is. And speaking of pizza, last night, I was like going through this pizza box and I opened it and I fucking hate opening an empty pizza box. It's just so like.
So you gotta go like this.
Throw this shit away. You put this shit somewhere. Put this shit somewhere. It's like, you know, like.
I once had a falling out with this girl for like 2 years. It was real serious because she was living with us. First of all, she said she was safe for a weekend.
Stop started. Did she bring a big bag for the weekend? She got like, yo, I'm gonna stay for the weekend, all right? Work out for my bag. Yeah. It was cool. How many times you finna change?
Pulled up. I'm like, all right, you know what I'm saying? Stay for the weekend school. Weekend turned to like 2 months, 3 months.
Damn.
But it was cool, you know what I'm saying? It's my homegirl.
Yeah.
All love.
2 months though.
Yeah, you're a nice guy.
I know. I got a pizza one day, you know what I'm saying? And I ate it. I was blessed. Man. I was like, yo, I'm about to put it in the fridge.
Yeah, of course.
I'm about to put it in the fridge.
Yeah.
And when I wake up tomorrow morning, I'll be blessed.
Because it's going to be there.
It's going to be good.
It's going to be in the fridge because that's where I put it.
Yo, the next day, turn the oven on.
Oven first.
Before you check.
Oven here confirmed.
Before you check.
I didn't even check. Oven first.
Oven first.
Oven first. You know what I'm saying? Warm it up.
Bro, that's a power move.
What's your preheating like?
360. Greg, you know what I'm saying?
Okay.
Wow. I'm sad for
I
you.
I planned
right
it out.
Yeah.
I was going to pop it in there, go in the fridge. The box is still there. I'm like, I blessed.
Oh, my God.
Oh, no.
Yeah, no, she's not. Nah, that's a devil. That's a devil. You can't do that, bro.
I pull the box out.
You can't do that, bro.
And it's light.
What is that?
The box is lighter.
What is that?
I look in.
Nah, I spank you for that.
No pizza in the box.
Zero pizza. Yeah, that's it. That's it.
Bro, at least it's dope. Why'd you put it back in the fridge?
What the fuck?
Why'd you do that?
The weekend is over now. Bro. You have to leave.
Yeah.
What was the toppings?
You just fucked your situation.
Just piss me off all the way. What was the toppings?
I don't even know what it was to be.
It doesn't matter, bro. It doesn't matter, bro. It doesn't matter, bro. Because the principle is you shouldn't have put the empty box back in the fridge.
That's what it matters, bro.
Right, bro.
That's it, bro.
At the end of the day, it don't matter.
It don't matter, bro.
But yeah. She violated me.
Yeah, that's a super violation.
And then,
how did that talk go?
Man, I thought, yo.
Only did you turn the oven off? At what point did you turn the oven off?
After I realized there's no pizza in
bro,
the box.
Bro, that's when it sinks in, bro. That's like.
Yo, we got to talk.
I'm like, yo, why'd you put it back in the fridge? Like,
yeah.
At least just throw it away. Why'd you put it in the fridge? She's like, I don't know.
Oh, my God.
What don't you know?
I need more, man.
When are you leaving?
What do you know? Let's figure that out. Do you know you're leaving?
That shit still got me high. And we just rekindled our friendship. Like,
wow. Like from that situation.
Oh, year. Went sour after the pizza situation.
I was high, bro.
Yeah, no, yeah, I feel bro. That, bro. I can't even blame
I'm
you.
Not mad at you.
That was disrespectful.
Yeah.
I was very disrespectful.
You know I was talking about that pizza last night.
We had pizza discussions.
You talking about that pizza, man.
I can eat pizza for the rest of my life and I'll be all right,
yeah,
bro.
Yeah, pizza this morning, bro.
Nah, there's a limit for me.
Yeah.
Ain't no limit on that.
Yeah, you're right.
Ain't no limit on being happy.
Man, there's a limit on shit. I didn't know how I was going to make that.
That was pretty good.
Yeah, I was
trying to make that crossover.
Yeah, I was trying to make a crossover. I'm just fucking starving, so.
Yeah, I'm kind of starving. This is like, I think my second podcast. I like this.
Word. Cool. Oh, thank you, man. I'm glad you enjoyed it. This was fun.
Real random question. You like babies when they first pop out?
You think babies are cute?
Think babies is cute? Just be real.
That's a no already.
Just be ugly, bro.
You gotta think. You can say yes.
No, like no offense.
No offense. What?
I shouldn't say this. No. It's rude. It's rude.
Text it to me. I'll read it out. I don't give a fuck, bro. My niece is born. I'm like, ugh, nigga. I'll talk to you in a year.
Bro, it's not cute yet. She's bro, cute. There's a limit. There's a threshold. Where it's like
I was ugly as a baby.
The not cute threshold. Where it's like it's like whatever.
Speak for yourself.
Bro, I don't think newborns are cute.
My niece was adorable when like she came out. I'm gonna be honest. That's the first baby I've
ever. Should you not say it?
Uh-oh.
I'm not saying it. We're doing this off the podcast.
You gotta show him though. You gotta show him. Like,
it's how you text. You texted it in lowercase too.
Yeah.
Oh my God.
No. I say,
babies are ugly. My partner just had a kid, and like it's like he's 4 months now.
He likes all his right. kid.
He cute now. You know what I'm saying?
I'm not gonna say it right off the bat. When I first see the baby newborn,
it takes a while to get accustomed to the drip. You know what I'm saying? Like you can't just come out. I'm saying,
let's explode to that.
Dropping gems.
That's a fact.
It's a lot of pressure on that baby to come out looking like, you know what I'm saying?
Oh, man.
Nah.
Yeah. That's a fact. They're all squishy. Yeah.
They was in a womb for 9 months.
Yeah.
You know what I'm saying?
Yeah. Yeah.
Chilling.
Yeah.
You put them out to the world. Nah, bro.
I feel you.
Ease up.
I don't know how to say, like hi to niggas sometimes, you know, just random, like, you know, thoughts.
What do you mean?
I don't know. Just sometimes, I don't know. It's a weird thought. Like, sometimes I don't know if, like, yeah, I don't know.
Yo, my thing is, I won't say hi to you if you don't make eye contact.
Yeah,
like, I'm out for the screamer name. If I see you over there, I'm like, yo.
Yeah, I try to stop doing that, though, because I hate those situations when we do make eye contact and nobody does anything, because now I feel weird. I'm not being authentic to myself.
But last night, I got caught in a situation where a man held me up from a distance.
Yeah.
So it's kind of one of those things where, like, you made the first move or me?
Yeah.
Do we walk over? Do we meet in the middle?
But, like, I was already in the motion of walking.
Mm-hmm.
So I walked up to him, but then somebody else came up to him.
Right at the same time?
At the same time. So like now I'm here.
It's like, fuck, I came all the way for you,
waiting
bro.
To say hi.
I didn't need to do this.
It was like T-Rex that I like seen and Corey Joseph. So like Corey's tall. Mm-hmm. So now I'm just like, all right, word.
Fuck. Just down there.
I just came and dabbed my nigga, you know what I'm saying?
Yeah.
Now I'm just waiting there for like 3 minutes.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah.
It's too much, man.
Like I'm like, all right, I thought it was like a little
quick thing,
quick exchange. Mm-hmm. Y'all niggas was talking for real.
I'll slip the dap in while mid conversation, like, yo, my back, Corey.
Yeah.
Up? Sometimes I'll just slap your back and I'm like, yo, I'm out of here.
Yeah, facts.
I tried.
At that point, you're just like stuck.
Yeah.
You know
mm-hmm.
Just like, it's fuck true. It.
Because, like, where'd you go from there?
Yeah.
I gotta wait for somebody else I know.
Yeah.
To see. And then I can't go back to where I was.
You can't take out your phone
call. Pretend I got a phone call. Yeah. I'm just out.
A phone call in the club?
Yeah.
Yo.
Yo, what?
AirPods help because AirPods, I can just fake a conversation myself.
Oh, yeah.
People still talk to me with AirPods, which gets me very upset.
I talk to myself all the time.
I do that.
Yeah.
You got to.
Oh, all the time.
Oh, yeah. You got to.
All the time.
You freestyle to yourself?
Yeah.
Been in the whip alone?
I've been in the car now, yeah.
Yeah.
I don't want to hear Jay music. I don't want to hear lyrics. I want to hear my shit.
Yeah. For some reason, I feel like I'm going to go on Sway one day, and he's going to ask me a freestyle, and I'm going to fuck off.
He will.
Yeah.
That's a fact.
We'll see what happens. But I'm about to go get some pizza. So
I'm about to go to Banna.
Oh, that's where you're going in the parade and all that?
I feel like I should. I haven't been since I was like a kid.
Okay.
But I feel like time's now.
Why not?
You doing that family thing that you always do?
I'm not.
When's the last time y'all actually went to like the actual parade?
She doesn't never.
I was definitely wearing 14, colored skinny jeans.
Uh-huh. Oh, yeah. So that long ago. That dates it. So what, 2016?
It's crazy. Yeah,
maybe more. Maybe like 11.
It's crazy because like niggas don't really be going to band like that.
Yeah, nah. No.
We were just talking about that.
I used to love the Young Street shit. Afterwards, yeah. I used to be my shit.
Yeah.
Oh, you post up?
Yeah, you just walk up and down Young Street, like see people post.
Pretend to be American a little bit.
Yeah, for sure.
Yeah.
Yo, I see my own. It's crazy when you see your own friends like put on a little accent.
So yeah, you kind of work. You got to work on a little bit, but I see.
I see what you're doing there.
It might work.
You can't just not talk. You got to warn the guys that, like, yo.
Yeah.
Hey, it's in the car. Yo, I might sound a little funny when we get to the strip.
Boys, when we park the car, I may throw on a little accent. Just don't air me out. Yeah. Just let me rock.
And it's kind of, it's like kind of wild to like which accent they pick. You know what I'm saying? Like some niggas go the New York route, some niggas go Atlanta.
LA. Yeah. Sometimes they mix it up. They don't even know what they're doing.
Mix it up. You feel me? They don't even know.
That's real. They see right through that shit.
See right.
So you from here?
Where you from, bro?
Hey, I'm all over the place,
around, man. You know what it is, man.
Okay, cool.
I'm just here.
I'm just a guy.
You know what it is. Y'all do hookah?
Hell no.
Nah, I'm
trying to find someone who understands hookah. I'm trying to understand what it is about hookah.
I don't understand it, bro.
You don't understand it either?
I used to live in Kuwait for like a year.
Oh, you do hookah?
Yeah, and I was born in Kuwait.
Oh, really?
Oh, shit.
Faitano was born in Koi.
Really?
That's fire.
I don't get it. I did once. I've been to like a hookah joint and I'm like, I'm indulging in the hookah. I'm trying to understand it.
New Yorkers love hookah.
And that shit's been around.
Yeah.
You know?
I don't get it, bro. I can't be the only one that wants to lay
the
on the
flavors
floor.
The flavors are kind of cool, though.
It tastes good, but my head makes me feel like I want to lay on the floor.
Yeah.
What is it, though? Is it like anything?
Tobacco?
I'm going to Google, what is hookah?
It's tobacco. Is it? I think.
It's way worse than tobacco.
Oh, it's worse than tobacco?
It's coke?
Coal?
Coal.
Oh, shit.
Oh, you're not smoking the cold, are you?
It's sweetened and flavored tobacco.
Yeah. See?
Oh, yeah.
That just sounds like
all
that. I thought it was just mist.
Smoking on that mist.
Smoking on that mist. All
right.
He may have started something.
Watch out, be smoking on
mist.
Oh,
my God.
Smoking on that mist, bro.
Hey, man, I'm just over here just going to smoke. Yo, RIP Steve Irwin.
RIP.
One time.
Yeah. I never trust a stingray ever in my life. I remember I was in St. Martin. I saw a stingray and I crashed my jet ski because I was like shook. I think it was going to come out and just attack me.
Saw how y'all did Steve.
Oh, the animal. I thought you were talking about the car.
Is it a car stingray?
Yeah, it's a car. It's like an old.
I never heard of a stingray car.
Yeah, me either. They got a tail.
Isn't there a stingray?
It's a muscle car.
Isn't there like a stingray baseball team? Like
the Corvette stingray.
For real.
You know that?
Yo, have y'all, this is totally unrelated, but have y'all seen this Instagram account, Cheating Ass Myron?
No.
Nah.
Oh, yeah.
Nah.
You haven't heard of Fofo Nigga?
No.
Yeah, he jumps in the crib, he changes
out of the
his
loop.
Clothes.
Bro,
yeah, it's pretty funny.
The Fofo Man is the funniest thing I've seen in recent years, bro. You have to watch it.
Yeah, I'm going to go check that out. Yeah, that's my homework.
You have to watch it, bro.
I'll watch it.
The nigga be rapping, but he has the same verse in every video.
The Game did that.
The same verse.
The Game.
I know what you're talking about.
The Game got it with that one.
He did?
Oh,
for like years and years.
For like years. Yeah. Same he line. Did the same verse on like every time he freestyled on like a radio station or whatever, it was the same
but
verse.
Every time I was there, like, oh shit. Wow. Y'all just
fucking got our ass with that.
And that's to everybody.
Yeah.
Man, look at that.
I should start doing that.
You should think about it.
You know what I mean? Shit.
I'm going to like start, like change like the first like four bars.
That's what he would do.
You'd throw him off, yeah.
He would like, maybe the first line would start like eight bars in. Mm-hmm. It's like, wait a minute.
How do I know that? How am I singing along with this shit?
The Game definitely did not know how technology works.
Yeah. The internet got his ass still.
You underestimated that shit. Thank y'all for listening to the Random Order podcast.
Yeah.
For all our audio listeners, there's a YouTube side of things where we have the video because it's YouTube. That's what you do. You put videos on YouTube.
Also, shit. Sorry. We had a little meetup yesterday at the Eaton Center.
Oh, shout out to that.
Someone came up to us and they're like, yo, I'd always listen to the audio version, but then like I started doing both. So she listens to audio and then watches the YouTube side of things.
Shout out to that.
So shout out to her.
It's kind of crazy, though.
Yeah. And I was supposed to shout out someone. I'm like, yeah, what's your name? I'm gonna shout you up on the episode. You know who you are.
Yeah, I was thinking about this morning. I think you forgot his name.
I forgot his name. I forget names. Don't take it personal. I forget names. You know, I fucking forget my family's name. So.
I gotta say sometimes when they say what's your name.
Yeah. Sometimes I'm trying to call Shells. I'm like,
fuck
you. Call that guy?
Really?
Yeah. No. Wait, I'm just trying to make people feel better, Shells.
Okay,
fuck.
Okay. Oh, that's all right.
And if you're watching, if you're watching, we're also on Spotify, Google Play, SoundCloud. Catch us on the iTunes podcast app. Drop 5 stars. Say something nice about it.
Say something nice and don't say nothing at all.
That's a fact.
That's a fact.
Yo, they've been listening. It's all nice stuff on the reviews. I appreciate that, guys. But, follow us on Instagram and Twitter at The Random Order Show. Also follow 4YE on Instagram. We got some stuff on the way.
Mm-hmm. I seen this
nigga. Yeah, that's on me, man.
I seen this nigga in my lobby. He was like Big Sean.
It was like Meek Mill.
Big Sean in town for OVO Fest.
Was he not hearing him?
Nah, he didn't. Nah, he did not hear me. That gotta go up.
But yeah. Yeah, we used to record lookalikes out in public by like pretend on our phone and just walk by them. I remember we saw a guy look like Corey in the House's dad, Victor Baxter.
Shout out Victor Baxter.
And I saw him, me and Tron were together. We're always doing this. So me and Tron were together, we're like, oh, look, there's another one. Go do the thing we always do. So he started recording, put the phone to his ear, and walk by him. And then when he got down there, he's like a little far. I'm like, oh, fuck. There's the flash on his camera.
Oh, my
God. It's on. And I can see it, but it's too far at that point. this guy's right beside Victor Baxter with the flash on in his face.
Over for me. It's over. In a Walmart line.
I think he was picking up on it, too.
You watch That's a Raven?
I've watched it. I'm not invested in it.
I'm not feeling that energy, boy. We'll wrap it up.
Who's that nigga, Corey?
That's it.
I be knowing that nigga. I'm like, yo, you the nigga from the show.
Kyle Massey.
My man Jazz, appreciate you for coming out.
I appreciate y'all
joining us on
man.
This episode.
Long overdue.
Most definitely. Anything you're working on that you want to tell people about, or are you just
I'm just a guy, bro. Yeah. I'm just a guy.
I be saying that a lot.
I be saying that too.
We were talking just before you got here, and we're talking about being in a grocery store and people coming up to you saying, yo, what are you doing in the grocery store?
The same thing.
Same thing you're doing, brother.
Yeah.
Getting some eggplants.
Getting groceries.
Yeah.
Some fruits.
I mean, like the thing I like about LA is just like I can just do stuff. Mm-hmm. And it's not like, you know what I'm saying? Back home, it's hard.
Oh, yeah.
It's like, Toronto's small, you feel me?
Yeah.
And like, if you know, you know. So it's like, you can't like go to the grocery store all willy-nilly, you know what I'm saying? Mm-hmm. When you want to, because you know you're going to see somebody.
Yeah. Mm-hmm.
Somebody going to want to pick.
That's real.
Yeah.
That pick going to live forever.
That's in LA, you'll be Jodeci buying condoms just on some regular shit.
You feel me?
It's like, oh, what
cool,
up, Jodeci?
Cool.
I'm just a guy, so
I'm just chilling. But yeah, I'm working on music. It's going to come out soon. Who knows when? But
there it is. When it's ready.
When it's ready.
That's it.
Mm-hmm. Y'all going to know.
When it's ready.
Yo, you want to leave them a little quote?
We got a quarter of the day. We needed to sit with people. And I feel like you've been dropping gems. It could be about whatever.
It's going to be explosion right after, so.
This is a lot of pressure.
That's it.
That's the quote.
That was a HeadGum Podcast.